People killing, people dying. Children hurting, I hear them crying.
It's the dilemma Pastor Chris Harris of Bright Star Church has wanted to solve for years, how to curb the violence in his Bronzeville neighborhood. He never dreamed his aha moment would come during a trip to Israel in 2012. It wasn't at a religious site, but at the offices of Natal, a program that provides counseling to terror victims.
If we were able to heal some of the hurting and build hope and resilience in people in Chicago, we believe that we will see some of this violence decrease.
Over the past 5 years, Harris has worked with Natal to bring the program to Chicago. And this month, the Urban Resilience Network, known as TURN, will go live. Yotan Vogan, Natal's international programming director, says there are lots of similarities.
We found that there's a lot of gun violence here, a lot of urban violence. We have wars and terrorism. The outcomes are pretty much the same.
But one major difference.
What makes it so sad and so challenging is that it's not the threat, it's the violence that comes from within.
In Israel, victims of violence talk to counselors to deal with post-traumatic stress. Here in Chicago, TURN has trained faith leaders. Harris says there's a stigma associated with counselors in the African-American community.
We don't know the counselor, don't trust the counselor, don't think we can afford the counseling. And then number four, nobody wants to be labeled crazy.
It sounds like boom. I heard somebody screaming from in the hallway, and then I saw blood dripping.
When violence strikes, 60 faith leaders from across the city are now ready to counsel victims. Pastor Cornelius Clark of Jacob's House Church underwent the 5-week intensive training program.
You're not talking about just some good people trying to do something, but these are people who are actually professionals trained at this, and they've made it their life work. And then you have the faith leaders who were willing to submit themselves to the process so that we could be an additional asset to the community.
Rodney Carter, senior director at TURN, says they're starting with Black pastors but hope to branch out.
We want to make sure that we're removing barriers that would cause someone from preventing to get counseling services. And so we don't want to add to that. And so we definitely want to make sure it's very diverse. So Christian, Jewish, Islamic, across the board, Catholic, it doesn't matter.
Yotan Vogan, Natal's international programming director, says they couldn't just copy and paste their model.
We have to come here. We have to get to know the community. We have to get to know the challenges and mostly the existing resources that the community has in order to find out what's missing, what's working very well.
But it's not just the religious community involved. The United Way, Northwestern, and the University of Chicago have also partnered with the TURN Center to provide counseling, advocacy, and financial help to get the program off the ground.
Preliminarily, the two...
That's a very common sound in some Chicago neighborhoods, but the TURN Center at Bright Star Church wants to silence the pain. So how does it work?
Folks will pick up the telephone and call the TURN Center, and they will have help readily available to them to be able to help them with coping strategies.
Bright Star Church senior pastor Chris Harris says counseling is just the first step.
Mentorship, parenting, workforce development, and advocacy.
But the most important component, mentoring.
We firmly believe that what a lot of these young people lack is opportunity and point of reference.
Where's the love?
Love is the key.
The center was just an idea 5 years ago, and now senior director Rodney Carter says they're working with Chicago police and others to get the word out. It's finally a reality.
Reaching out to first responders as well that also see it quite a bit, funeral homes, and so we're educators, and so we're just making sure that across the board that we're reaching out into every sector that represents community.
Pastor Harris says the goal of the Center for Victims of Violence is simple.
At the end of the day, we're trying to give them hope and resilience.
You can call the hotline toll-free at 833-TURN-123 or go to their website, brightstarcommunityoutreach.com. Kim Gordon, WGN News.